See, who was it that is doing the communion meditation?
Turn around.
Robbie? Okay, I forgot. I was told, I just forgot. So let me pray, and then I'm going to turn it over to Robbie. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this group of people. I thank you for your Son, God on the cross. Thank you for the soul that was saved in baptism tonight. Lord, if there's anyone else out there that's here tonight and they've been thinking about it, put a pressure on their heart to step forward and put that fear of just coming forward aside. Lord, I thank you again for your Son and his blood that covers all of it. In your name we pray. Amen.
Good evening, Serenity Church. My name's Robbie, and by the grace of God, I've been clean and sober 11,911 days today. It's a little bit of time. Yeah. All right. So, as many of you know, I'm an avid outdoorsman, and for a period of time, I was a heathen. Yeah, just a little bit, just a smidge. So have you ever tried to wash blood out of clothing? You know how hard that is? You know, sometimes it doesn't matter how much you scrub and you scrub and you scrub, there's still a stain left, right? So, got ahead of myself. I want you to think about something. How great were my sins? How great were your sins? Do you realize it took Jesus' blood to wash you clean? There's a song that a lot of us grew up singing. If you grew up Church of Christ, Methodist, all those that sang out of hymnals, then you might recognize the song. If not, I'm going to read the words to you. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside your garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. And the chorus is, are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, or are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Each week here at Serenity, we open the table to everyone to come and join us at Jesus' table for communion. This week won't be any different. And yet there are some of you, that still sit in your chairs because you feel like you're unqualified. You don't feel like you've done everything right. Well, guess what? None of us have. So, if you've sat in circles with me for very long, you've heard me tell the story about my relapse 100 years ago. And nobody that loved me beat me up more than I beat myself up. And I remember the Sunday after I relapsed, I went forward to ask for prayers from the church, and everybody lined up, and they gave me their hugs and their encouragement and, you know, what church people are supposed to do. And there was one lady that waited at the end of the line, and she's one of my mamas still to this day. And she walked right up to me, and I'm sitting there bawling, and she grabbed my tear-stained face, and she held my face and looked me dead in the eye. And she said, Robbie, I want you to remember that Jesus died on the cross for you too. And for those of you that are sitting in here struggling tonight, I want to share that with you. Jesus died on the cross for all of you. Every Sunday morning at Oak Grove, John always does the communion meditation for us. And every week he says, I'm going to repeat what Shay said a while ago. We don't get holy and come to the table. We come to the table and God makes us holy. So tonight, will you please join us at the table?